This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:08 and you're with Lynn and Sharmila on the Evening Edition, and now we've got Popit Popit Parliament with the highlights from the Day One Rakyat.
So today's a big day because the much-awaited 12th Malaysia Plan was tabled in Parliament. So we'll come to that in a moment. In fact, we'll be spending plenty of time on the show later on Inside Story, analysing whatever was unveiled by the Prime Minister today.
Now, before we dive in, right, let's take a quick look at other issues that were raised before the 12th Malaysia Plan was tabled. So International Trade and Industry Minister Dato' Sri Azmin Ali told the hall that Malaysia remains competitive when it comes to attracting foreign investment. He said that between January to June this year, Malaysia gained investments worth 107.5 billion ringgit, a significant increase of 69.8% from the same period last year when the total was 63.3 billion. Here he is.
Bagi tempoh Januari hingga Jun 2021, Malaysia berjaya menarik pelaburan bernilai 107.5 bilion ringgit meliputi sektor perkilangan, perkhidmatan dan utama. Jumlah ini merekodkan lonjakan ketara sebanyak 69.8% berbanding 63.3 bilion ringgit bagi tempoh yang sama pada tahun 2020. Daripada jumlah pelaburan ini, FDI menyumbang sebanyak 58.1% atau 62.5 bilion, iaitu tiga kali ganda daripada jumlah FDI yang diluluskan bagi tempoh yang sama pada tahun 2020, iaitu 19.8 bilion ringgit. Manakala pelaburan DDI menyumbang sebanyak 41.9% atau 45.1 bilion ringgit.
So in that clip, the minister mentioned that foreign direct investments contributed 58.1% or 62.5 billion ringgit compared to the 19.8 billion for the same period in 2020.
There was a follow-up question from Bukit Bintang MP Fong Kui Lin. He mentioned the fact that there were foreign investors who withdrew their investments here during the pandemic, and the minister replied that this could be due to rationalisation processes by companies, and it's not necessarily because of Malaysia's lack of conduciveness. He also said that investors look at various factors, such as low labour cost.
Sebenarnya sebahagiannya adalah berdasarkan kepada faktor rasionalisasi perniagaan syarikat dan bukannya berpunca daripada persekitaran pelaburan negara yang tidak kondusif. Pelbagai faktor yang mempengaruhi keputusan syarikat-syarikat untuk memilih destinasi pelaburan mereka termasuk kos buruh yang rendah, saiz pasaran domestik dan juga ketersediaan sumber mineral. Saya ada beberapa contoh syarikat-syarikat tertentu, namun pada umumnya saya melihat memandangkan laporan yang telah dikeluarkan oleh The World Competitiveness Yearbook bagi tahun 2021 melaporkan kedudukan Malaysia meningkat dua anak tangga jika dibandingkan pada tahun 2020.
So that was International Trade and Industry Minister Dato' Sri Azmin Ali, who also mentioned that Malaysia rose two places in the World Competitiveness Yearbook report, and we are ranked 25th out of 64 economies this year.
Moving on, some updates on Tabung Haji. Baling MP Dato' Sri Abdul Aziz Abdul Rahim asked if the government had opened up investigation papers against members of management or board members prior to 2018, given that there were allegations that funds had been stolen back then. Here is the MP.
Adakah terdapat sebarang kertas siasatan dibuka bagi sebarang tuduhan melibatkan kecurian wang di tabung haji yang dilakukan oleh pengurusan tertinggi atau lembaga pengarah sebelum tahun 2018? Hal ini amat penting untuk pendeposit-pendeposit tabung haji yang ingin tahu ada atau tidak kecurian berlaku kerana terlalu banyak tomahan pencuri perompak penyamun duit tabung haji sebelum ini sehinggakan seramai 520,000 pendeposit telah menutup akaun tabung haji pada waktu itu.
So in response, Dato' Ahmad Marzuk Shari, who's the Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department for Religious Affairs, said that no such investigation papers had been opened against anyone. And this includes the Baling MP himself, who was the chairman of Tabung Haji from 2013 to 2018.
Separately, the Deputy Minister also brought up the RCI that was set up to investigate issues relating to Tabung Haji as part of efforts to improve its management. He said that the terms and conditions of the RCI will be released soon.
Aspek tadbir urus integriti dan reputasi Lembaga Tabung Haji sebagai institusi simpanan kewangan Islam adalah amat penting bagi memastikan agar kedudukan kewangan Lembaga Tabung Haji lebih kukuh dan stabil untuk menjamin dan memelihara kepentingan para pendeposit dan jemaah haji Malaysia sebagaimana yang termaktub dalam Akta Tabung Haji 1995, simpanan pendeposit kekal selamat dan dijamin oleh kerajaan. Hasil siasatan dan pandangan dari RCI Club diharapkan dapat membantu Lembaga Tabung Haji menambah baik dari segi pengurusan dan aspek tadbir urus. Untuk makluman tambahan juga, semalam mesyuarat kabinet terakhir telah memutuskan bahawa untuk urusan RCI ini akan diurus lia oleh bahagian Menteri Hal Ehwal Undang-Undang dan Parlimen, dan insyaAllah dalam masa terdekat ini akan diputuskan terma dan juga syarat dia.
That was Dato' Ahmad Marzuk Shari, who is the Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department for Religious Affairs. And now, on to the biggest highlight of the day, which is, of course, the tabling of the 12th Malaysia Plan by Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri. Here's where he begins his speech in Parliament.
Tuan Yang Dipertua, dengan penuh takzim, saya berdiri di dalam Dewan Yang Mulia ini untuk mengemukakan usul seperti berikut. Bahawa Dewan ini menyedari akan cabaran untuk memulih serta menjana semula ekonomi negara bagi mencapai pertumbuhan yang mampan dengan mengambil kira lanskap sosioekonomi pasca COVID-19 dan pencapaian rancangan Malaysia ke-11 2016 hingga 2020. Merestui usaha kerajaan untuk merancang dan melaksanakan agenda pembangunan negara yang mampan selaras dengan semangat keluarga Malaysia, aspirasi wawasan kemakmuran bersama 2030 dan agenda pembangunan mampan 2030.
So this is a 5-year roadmap for Malaysia, which will last from 2021 to 2025. And throughout his speech, the Prime Minister brought up the principles of inclusivity, sustainability. There's also a slogan to go with it, as you'll hear in this clip.
Dengan izin Tuan Yang Dipertua, saya membentangkan rancangan Malaysia ke-12, 2021, 2025 untuk dibahaskan oleh ahli-ahli yang berhormat di Dewan Yang Mulia ini. Keluarga Malaysia, makmur, inklusif, mampan.
So, just to catch you up, the slogan there is, of course, Keluarga Malaysia, makmur, inklusif, mampan, or translated, a prosperous, inclusive, sustainable Malaysia.
That's a catchy mouthful, isn't it?
Mouthful is right.
The Prime Minister went on to lay out the key aims of the 12th Malaysia Plan. So the targets that were mentioned include, firstly, to have an annual GDP growth rate of 4.5 to 5.5%. Secondly, to increase the average monthly household income to 10,000 ringgit. Thirdly, to increase Sabah and Sarawak's annual GDP growth. Finally, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by the year 2030.
Now, of course, this being a Malaysia plan, there were a lot of different ways of breaking it down, right? So theme, focuses, initiatives. The Prime Minister did list down 9 focus areas. Here we go.
Saya ingin memberi pencerahan kepada 9 fokus utama RMK12 seperti berikut. Pertama, merancakkan pertumbuhan ekonomi. Kedua, memperkukuh pemangkin pertumbuhan. Ketiga, meningkatkan kesejahteraan keluarga Malaysia. Keempat, memantapkan keselamatan dan ketenteraman awam. Kelima, membasmi kemiskinan dan merapatkan jurang pendapatan. Keenam, memperkasa agenda Bumi Putera dan keluarga Malaysia. Ketujuh, melonjakkan pembangunan Sabah, Sarawak dan negeri-negeri kurang membangun. Kelapan, mempercepatkan pertumbuhan hijau dan ke-9 meningkatkan kecekapan penyampaian perkhidmatan awam dan memastikan pelaksanaan dasar yang berkesan.
So he explained those 9 focus areas in some detail. Briefly, they included things such as creating high-skilled jobs, addressing hardcore poverty, creating better education access for the Orang Asli community and B40 groups, building a gender empowerment framework, empowering people with disabilities, and becoming a carbon-neutral country earliest by 2050.
There were also specific goals that have attracted some attention, one of them being to limit foreigners in the Malaysian workforce to a maximum of 15%. And there were also various commitments for the Bumiputra group, for example, safety nets for sustainable equity ownership.
And finally, the Prime Minister closed his speech by emphasizing the importance of bipartisan cooperation to help the economic recovery. So here he is.
Sesungguhnya, krisis ini telah menyatukan kita semua. Krisis ini juga telah membuka peluang untuk kita membuat transformasi. Pada 13 September lalu, kita telah mencipta sejarah buat pertama kali kerajaan dan pembangkang telah memeterai memorandum persefahaman untuk transformasi dan kestabilan politik. Ini adalah hasil daripada dasar kerajaan yang inklusif. Harapan saya, persefahaman ini akan membolehkan kita memberikan tumpuan kepada usaha memerangi pandemik dan meletakkan negara pada asas pertumbuhan yang lebih kukuh. Dengan semangat keluarga Malaysia, kita ketepikan semua perbezaan, berganding bahu untuk membina Malaysia yang berdaya saing dan berdaya tahan serta kalis cabaran. Mari kita kumpulkan seluruh tenaga, kepakaran dan pengalaman yang ada di sebelah sini dan di sebelah sana untuk bersama-sama merealisasikan matlamat RMK12. Kita mesti mendakap erat prinsip bekerja bersama rakyat demi keluarga Malaysia. Saya yakin berkat kerajaan Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala melalui perancangan 5 tahun ini, Malaysia mampu bangkit semula dan insya-Allah kita boleh melakar masa hadapan yang lebih baik. Tuan Yang Dipertua, saya mohon mencadangkan.
That was Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri tabling the 12th Malaysia Plan. So as we mentioned earlier, we will be dedicating our inside story today to discuss the roadmap and to discuss the 12th Malaysia Plan, really. So stay tuned for more analysis from our experts later at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we're not alone in this. The whole station is going to be looking very closely at it for this entire week, really. So yeah, I mean, I think a good time, as good a time as any, to actually assess what it is that the plan covers and whether it will be enough, because it's been tough times for a couple of years now. So that's it for today's Pulpit Pulpit Parliament. MPs will commence debate on the 12th Malaysia Plan tomorrow morning. We'll be bringing you those updates on tomorrow's installment of Pulpit Pulpit Parliament. But let us know if you have thoughts. Are you happy with what was announced by the Prime Minister? What would you like to see prioritised? And are you confident that the average household income is going to be 10,000 ringgit by the end of the 12th Malaysia Plan, right? I think that is a number that's really stood out to a lot of people. You can let us know. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.